And it's just after 8:30 on Thursday, and that can mean only one thing. It's time once again to check in on the weekly Arts Roundup with our very own Marianne Combs. She's our arts reporter from NPR News. How's it going, Marianne?
It's going great. This is a time of year when a bunch of art events are sort of ramping up after the holiday break and the New Year celebrations. So there's all this momentum in the community art scene, and you can see it with the events that are out there this weekend. We have an opening reception Saturday night over at Rosalux Gallery in Minneapolis from a couple of artists, abstract artists, Valerie Jenkins and Laura Stack. Although I'd say Laura is more abstract of the two. Laura Stack's are like hyper color paintings that look almost like you're looking at a thin slide of a crystal under a microscope. There's all these great colors and sort of watercolor expansiveness in the paper. So kind of like you're looking through a kaleidoscope too. It's got really interesting patterns and ideas and colors going on. So very vibrant to the eye. Valerie Jenkins does a lot with charcoal. It really explores how perception is shaped by cultural experience. So she plays a lot with themes and ideas in her work as she's doing these renderings of like shredded paper or a bird on a wall that's done on the wall but looks three-dimensional because of the way it's been drawn. So really beautiful stuff, but very simple, pure lines. So Valerie Jenkins, Laura Stack, their show coming up at Rosalux Gallery. You can check them out opening night, Saturday night. Then we got a couple of great musical theater pieces that are opening up this weekend. Really an exciting time for theater right now. And Dear World is a new piece being put on by 10,000 Things Theater Company. It's about a group of eccentrics and outcasts in Paris who are banding together to thwart the plans of evil businessmen who are plotting to extract oil from the land under the city's streets and cafes. Of course, this, you know, brings to mind other oil extraction protests, et cetera, that have happened in more recent history here in the United States. So there's plenty of things to reference from it. But the play celebrates the power of unconventional outlooks that are unburdened by wealth or greed. So the old idea that you know, eccentrics and outcasts can approach these problems and creatively and in ways different from somebody who, say, has a mortgage to pay at the end of the month. So interesting take on that. Then finally, Lullaby. This is a Theater Latte Da production, and it really made me think, oh, I've got to talk about this on The Current, because it is a story that revolves around music. So you have an almost famous rocker, older woman, played by Annie Enneking, who is giving guitar lessons to a young widowed mother. And so they bond over these guitar lessons and music and start talking about their stories and what's happened to them in their own lives. And really just looks to be a lovely cast. It's a musical theater production by Theater Latte Da, which is known in the Twin Cities for staging wonderfully intimate musicals that bring bigger productions into smaller spaces, but also just as also raising sort of the next generation of musical theater actors and talent. So a great company, well known for its prowess with musical theater, presenting Lullaby at the Ritz Theater. This runs through February 7th. So you can see Lullaby at the Ritz in Minneapolis through February 7th.
All right. So a lot of cool shows to see if you want some bright, vibrant colors, because it's a little dull here in Minnesota in the wintertime. You can go check that out, or you can just get some really intimate musical theater experiences. We've got all the information for you over at thecurrent.org. You can check out all the details over there. But Marianne, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Always a pleasure.
Marianne, as she walks away.